Hey guys, welcome back to this Watson chat room. I'm Sean. I'm joined here by my siblings, Craig and Louise.
Every week we upload an episode where we discuss either a movie or a TV programme, and we also take time to answer listener questions and catch up on our weeks.
Movies, question, catch up. Swanson chat room. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Swanson chat room, where today we picked my film, The Green Mile.
Yeah. Didn't realize you made that one.
Yeah, I made it myself. So we're going to start off with a little synopsis for the film. The lives of guards on death row are affected by one of their charges, a black man accused of child murder and rape, yet who has a mysterious gift.
Yeah, it's a very Stephen King kind of story.
Yeah.
Like, where it's just a normal, straight down the line film, and then they'd pull something absolutely crazy out. And I was like, it'll be very obvious from the recording that I'm super hungover now, and I was super hungover when I watched this. So, and I was watching it, and I was like, what is happening? what is going on? Like, I thought it was just going to be like a straight down the line, like, here's what it's like. Here's a little bit of sad moment when they're redeeming the character or whatever, but then... Yeah. Absolute pull some trickery on me.
Yeah.
It's a good film though. I can't believe I've never seen this before. It's really good.
It's a really good film, yeah.
And it's pretty famous, so.
Yeah, none of us have seen it the way.
No, none of us.
Sorry,
this is Frank Darabont. Frank Darabont is he was the director of like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Well.
The Mist, Louise.
Oh yeah. Remember
the actual
that.
Film, not the TV show, but the actual film. And he used to do The Walking Dead when it was good as well.
Nice.
Sorry, Walking Dead fans.
When it was good.
So yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah,
like how it's...
Then for me, it's in... Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, it's just like that. 90s was like a... Late 90s, early 2000s, was like, there's some really good films came out, and this was one of them.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like it's just like you just remember the good ones because
ones fall away. But for that period, there was like Shawshank, Saving Private Ryan,
Fight Club,
Matrix.
Yeah.
Right,
Star Wars 1.
Get into it.
Absolute classic. Right, the movie opens up. It opens with old people kind of. Oh, no, it doesn't actually. Does in the wheat field first, actually.
Yeah.
I
remember watching it, and I thought like that was going to be the Green Mile. It was like you think it's like, oh, but you try and run, you have to run through or whatever, trying to escape the prison. I thought it was like, I had no idea what the film was going to be.
Really?
I was thinking in my head, I was like, is it about this? Well, I knew it was about death row, but I was like, is the Green Mile like if you try and escape, you have to go over this with grassland to try and escape or something? That's what my first thought was watching the film.
Interesting.
But no, that's not what happened. So we opened on this with grassland. It's like people running through, obviously searching for something. They're running through the wheat field, or just a field, a random field.
Yeah.
In the American South. And they're all shouting in their funny-ass accents.
With, like, guns and weapons and that.
And you can see it's, like, breathing cut over it.
Yeah.
Which is weird, considering that we know that the guy wasn't actually there, but...
Yeah.
It's cool, though. I liked it.
No, it was cool. And then that's when it cuts to old people. There's like an old dude getting ready. And he's walking, he's like saying like hello to everyone, and he's greeting everyone. And then,
well, he's waking up from a nightmare.
Yeah.
He's like, shook. And you're like, oh, why is this guy shook? He's just a random old man.
Yeah, was he good? That lived his life or something?
And that's when he gets up and he goes for like a wee walk. Goes and he's like, oh, you sneak outside again. He's like, don't worry, I won't tell him, just don't get caught. One of the people who works in the home people home.
Like, it's very obviously, because this is a Stephen King story, obviously, but this is like very obviously a film that's come from a book, and it's so much, the dialogue's so dense. I think there's a lot going on all the time.
Yeah.
Like, because obviously, most of the time, films like rely on like visual kind of storytelling, like they imply things through visuals, whereas obviously in a book, you can't do that. So, like, there's everything spelled out on the page, and then they didn't, obviously, it's a really good. Script and stuff is all really well made, but it's quite obvious.
It's really good, yeah.
that it's very flowery, overly flowery language for most people like to be saying.
Yeah. It's very long as well.
Yeah, it's so long. And I looked at it, I was like, this big massive thing happened. I was like, oh, that must be it then. Nope, still an hour and a half left. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was so long, but it flew. I think it was really interesting.
Yeah, no, you're definitely. I wish I was excited
for more.
Yeah, yeah, same. I wish I could have watched it in better circumstances.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, this is really good. I would say like, it's up there with the Shawshank and like the same kind of caliber.
Nice.
Have you seen Shawshank, Louise?
No, I've not. So
The best regarded, one of the best regarded films of all time.
Really?
Shawshank Redemption.
I just think of the game.
The game?
Yeah.
What game?
Is there not a game for that?
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Shawshank Redemption, that's what they always say.
Yeah, of course.
I sure hope I don't become Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, so he takes two pieces of toast and we're like, okay, yeah, cool, he likes toast.
Some cold, dry toast.
Yeah. Which you might call bread. Craig, are you okay? You're having a drink over there?
No.
What the hell are you doing, Craig?
I inhaled far too much oxygen and I tried to breathe it all out without you hearing it.
You were literally going in the microphone.
Oh, wait, I directed my hand to go the other way.
I'm leaving that in. Paul, who we found out his name's Paul. Edgecombe. He's played by this old boy. I looked up and he's dead now. Because he looks so old there.
Oh, yeah, really?
The film's in 1999, so...
That's
it was 21
sad.
Years ago and he was old. We're watching a TV show.
Jerry
Springer.
Too far forward, Sean.
He goes for a walk first. To the little wooden house.
Yeah, he goes to the little wooden house.
And you're like, oh, what's there? But then it never shows us anything. And then it cuts back to them in the old folks' home.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, because I knew it was about this big black guy, I was like, oh, maybe
you've got him out.
Slip him out. Obviously, that's what I'm trying to hint at.
Yeah, something.
Oh, man, this is fun. Like, I'm just thinking back to it. Like, this is a cool film. Right, and then they're watching the TV, and it's got, like, Jerry Springer on or something, and they're like, I did not sleep with that man, or whatever, or something like that. Some one of those generic kind of Jeremy Kyle kind of shows.
Yeah.
And then they get an old boy comes up, change the channel, and they're singing the song.
It's like an old timey film.
I'm in heaven. It's good though. Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. And then he starts crying. I'm going to keep saying it's good.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Paul was like, for some reason, like really sad. We're like, okay, upset boy.
You don't really know why.
And he's like,
he's got a wee lady friend as well.
Yeah, he's like, can you come to the other room? And then he explains that he was a prison guard and during the Depression.
Did I ever tell you that I was a prison guard during the Depression? Did I ever tell you that I was in charge of death row?
Yeah.
They all have such a cool, like, southern drawl accents.
Yeah, drawl.
Southern drawl.
And then he's like, so he's like, a fellow with a urine infection. It was the same time as the death of the two girls.
An inmate.
The two girls.
Yeah, it's because like I had the worst urinary infection of my life.
Yeah, and I was like, why are they telling her?
Why are you telling me this? Yeah. it happened 8 years ago for him, so he doesn't care. Or like, not 8 years.
That's true.
And then that's when it cuts to him in the past. And he's struggling he's trying to pee, but he's struggling.
Yeah, we see, and just after that, we meet all these different guards.
Yeah.
One of them's called Brutal. They call him Brutal.
Yeah, Brutal.
Brutal Hill. Dean Stanton.
Yeah.
Harry Terwilliger. And Percy Wetmore. Percy the annoying one.
Yes.
Percy Wetmore.
They're all
Brutal's such a cool name for a prison guard as well.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
There's a couple of famous actors there. Guy from Saving Private Ryan, isn't it?
Barry Pepper.
Yeah.
Jeffrey DeMunn is in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Pretty sure David Morse is who's Brutal. They're all very capable actors. Very good. They're bringing this new inmate in, and then Percy's like shouting about it. Like, dead man walking!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, they're like, maybe once, and it's like, I remember when I knew that quote, And I just assume that that's what they all say, but obviously he's just making it a thing, traumatizing the guy for no reason.
But John, who is the John big Coffey, guy, he seems
like the drink, only not spelled the same.
Exactly.
But John Coffey's huge, though.
He seems really timid, like he's like he isn't the big man that you'd think he would be.
Wait, he walks at the, truck. Yeah, he's like 6'10". He built like he's just so muscly. He's huge.
Yeah. It's really funny because actually the actor in real life is shorter than most of the prison guards.
You're joking. Really?
Yeah, and they like just perspective and stuff. They make him stand on a stool and whatever.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that.
It's they do it really well. It's all about the camera angles and the perspective and stuff.
Jeez, like,
that's really weird. I don't actually know that either.
A couple of the guards are taller than him.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
But he's obviously a massive, beefy boy as well. Really tall, huge. Yeah. Actually, like a brick wall.
Yeah. So at first you're thinking, oh crap, but then
he's like, I'm afraid of the dark.
Yeah, he's just a sweet guy.
Do you turn the lights off, mister?
Yeah.
I get awfully afraid of the dark.
And then
he's so sweet.
He says to Paul, he's like, I tried to take it back, but it was too late. And he's sitting crying.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Tried to take it back. But he's quite simple. Like he says later on, like, I don't know anything about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems like I don't know. You don't really know what's happening at this point. He just seems like a little boy almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the main guard, Paul. I can't remember. Paul. He talks to the other guy, Percy, young guy, and it's just kind of established that he's like always
annoying. Yeah. Yeah. Why'd you do that? Show them respect.
It's like, yeah, respect. They're gonna die. Like,
yeah.
Show them respect. Like, don't be treating them like they're animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's like, Percy, can you just go away somewhere else?
Yeah, he sends him down to another place to help. He's but like, you're off. But then, you're off the mile.
As he's walking away to go help these other people, one of the other Death Row inmates makes like a joke to him. And then he smacks him with his baton. Adele, and he smacks him with his baton.
Edouard Delacroix.
Yeah. Really breaks his hand.
Yeah, breaks his finger. It's needless, obviously, because like, you imagine like it's brutality or whatever back in the day, but like they're even the guys we don't do that here.
Yeah, the people in the Green Mile all seem pretty good.
They're all kind of good boys. This was pretty good as well because only like three people on the ward at a time, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
quite a good job.
Have we explained why it's called the Green Mile?
Because it's like they say that the last. It's like the last walk you do is called like normally called the mile.
Yeah.
Like with where like you're if you're in a prison's death row center.
The last mile, yeah. But then
they have a green floor, yeah, like a lime green floor.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really come into it at all. I thought it would have been more of a plot point, but it didn't really come into it.
No, not really.
It just so happens to be green. It's a cool name, I suppose.
Gives a bit of life to it though, and just called the last mile, but depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul
gets given this big the book of records, like what happened, the story behind it by his boss.
Yeah, and it intercuts between Paul reading it and then what actually happening.
John Coffey, and we see like that scene from the start was them chasing down John Coffey after he supposedly took these two girls.
Because they run around and they find the two girls, but John Coffey's sitting with the two girls in his arms and his blood over the girls' heads. And
he's crying.
He's crying.
He said that he killed them, and then they kind of suggest that he raped them as well.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't actually say he kills them. He just says the same thing. I tried to take it back, but it was too late. He says that again there.
But the report says that
he killed them.
Yeah, he killed them. Yeah. Bad, brutally.
Yeah.
Because there's... And we don't really... There's no focus on their corpses, really. It's just the focus is on him.
Yeah.
Which I quite like, obviously, because it doesn't really matter like who they were to the story. Yeah, so Percy is the nephew of the governor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like... The only reason he has the job is because he's got connections up the top.
Yeah.
And then, like, he thinks he can do whatever he wants because there'll be no consequences because he's... hired on the back of his blood, so it doesn't really, like it's just he's a meanie, big bull bean.
Yeah, yes.
I think like I even like he's a really good actor. I think that guy. Like you really hate him watching it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's son of a gun.
Yes, especially as it gets on too.
Yeah, that wasn't even that bad. When at the start, you're like, this guy's really annoying.
Yeah.
And then, we learn from his boss as well. Sorry, that he's wanting to go to another hospital. He's thinking about redeploying to his mental hospital. Which is like, but our main guy's like, yes, please, go away. He's like, he keeps that in mind, yeah, because he doesn't like him either. He's professional with him, but like, he's obviously very annoying.
No one likes him.
No offense, Percy.
We learn about the warden's wife as well, who's not okay.
Yep.
She's got an X-ray booked in to go and look in her head because she's got really bad headaches.
She's a bit ill, yeah.
A bit ill. She's a bit ill. Scary.
And this is where they find the mouse.
Yeah.
The moose.
So then they're all just sitting. Two of them are sitting on the mile, sitting on their wee desk. Mm-hmm. And then they just look and they just see a wee mouse.
And then they give it some food. And then the next day it goes to a different level of the prison looking for food.
Yeah. And they're trying to get it out and like unpack this whole room.
Yeah.
Trying to get it back. Trying to get it.
But
he can't find it.
It's like the constraint room.
It's got like a little tiny slit window and that's it. The rest of it's just black and padded. It's a scary concept and they use that a few times throughout the film.
Yeah.
But it's not nice. And then he like tries to Percy, right, eventually finds it and tries to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like stomping around trying to catch it. I feel like if he had just like had better aim, he could have got it in one.
Yeah.
But it's just stupid. And he tries to like, instead of trying to catch it with the bin, he just throws other stuff on the bin over it, which I think is very stupid.
Silly
boy, just put it around it. It's going to be able to get out.
Yeah.
You silly boy.
I don't really get why they showed this bit, but you know how they like take one of the people to go and see their family, and then they do the practice execution.
It's just to show how they do it.
Just to establish how it's done, yeah. Oh. So later on when it is done, we're like, okay.
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, that happens.
Yeah.
So they go to one of the guys and it's like, yeah, your family's here to see you. Get out. And then...
They lie to them. Sometimes they lie to them, sometimes they tell the truth. It's just a way so they can make them out of there so they can practice.
And it gets... They get the cleaner in who pretends to be the convict. And then they'll walk through what they're going to do on the day of the execution.
Mm-hmm. He's called Toot Toot, apparently. Toot
Toot. Yeah, I noticed that.
Weird. And he's like, talking, he's like, walking through the mile, doing the mile, walking the mile, walking the mile, putting the head on, guys, there's a sponge. Yeah, so like, and it establishes like all the different things you have to do, and they explain like they put a sponge on because it conducts all the electricity right into someone's head.
Yeah.
So they don't die like...
No, but you have to wet it.
You have to wet it because like it conducts the electricity right onto the head, so they die really quick.
Yeah.
It's not
otherwise, it'll be on. They'll be dying for ages.
Yeah, which is obviously not what they want. They want to just have it over and done with.
Yeah.
And then they're prepared for the to do it. They have a final talk with Paul. Like Paul talks to the inmate, and he says like. He looks like he's like maybe Native American or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, talk much.
He said like he was like, he remembers when he was a young boy.
Best year of his life.
He's like, do you think I'll get to go back to that if I'm truly sorry? And he's like,
I don't know.
That's kind of like come that kind of theme of like forgiveness and whatever comes back into it quite a lot, where characters are decided that they can't be forgiven or whatever by other people. Yeah. Like. You are done these bad things, but you're irredeemable.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. It's horrible. Like, we learn about some of the things. We never learn what he did. Most of them we don't really learn about, but some couple of people were like, we understand what they did.
So. Then it cuts to them executing him. But he doesn't die the first time.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Need a second time. Yeah, second take. The doctor comes up and checks his heart.
They're like, nope.
Say, nope, do it again.
Skrrr.
It's like, what's the thing they say again? They're like, number one, it's like that. It's like,
yeah.
Call on one, call on two, Something like that.
Roll on two.
Roll on. That's it. Roll on. Roll on one. That just puts the electricity on. All the room lights up. Mm-hmm. Show it's all ready. And then they go, oh, roll on two when it's all ready. And that's when they die. Mm-hmm. It's scary stuff, eh? And he does die. And it's like, this one's like, it's cool. It makes sense that they put the mask over their face as well.
Yeah.
But then they don't. I don't know why they have a nose cut out of it, but whatever.
Yeah. And then Percy goes and slaps the dead body.
Is he? That's what you get.
Yeah.
How's that? He's nasty. How's that boy? Yeah, he's like actually like is needless, and they're like, "What do you do?"
She's like a child sometimes. So that's if it does.
Yeah, and they're like, Brutus is like, he's paid what he's owed, because he was like obviously like he's been charged to give his life, and he's done that.
Yeah.
So he has to respect him now.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, it's a weird to think about as well, because like some of the guys on the death row seem like nice enough guys, but presumably they've done horrible things.
That's people make mistakes. That's the big point. Eh?
It's just scary. Yeah, they kind of do frame it like that. Like one of the later on, someone talks about how like is it always a pattern of killing, or is it just like one day you just happen to do it and then that's you?
You just stop sometimes, and then but then you immediately regret it. You know.
Yeah.
Killing is a bit extreme though. Like you have to be pretty messed up to be able to just kill someone.
Some people can be pushed to do things that they massively regret.
I don't know, I reckon I could do it. I'm just joking.
Shame.
I could kill everyone.
Oh no.
The whole time Percy's like really into it as well.
Yeah.
Is he fascinated by it?
Weird.
And he says he wants to, next time I'm going to be out front. Which means like he's the one who wants to make the call.
That's why though, because the main guy says to him, Percy, he goes up to Percy and he goes, I want you gone. I want you to take that job. And he's like, only if I'm out front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll only leave if you let me have this thing. Like, let me run the show for one day.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll consider it.
The
next day, the mouse, we see he's laughing. This guy Dell's laughing. And we don't know why. And he's like, he's got a weird accent. He's like, he's French or something. He's
French.
Like Louisiana or something. He's like Cajun French. So he's like American South kind of gumbo kind of people. It's like a little broken kind of English because his main language is French.
Yeah.
And he finds this mouse and calls it Mr. Jingles, which is that's quite cute.
Look at it, but he's like, come, everyone's like, all the staff are like, come look.
He's
tamed it. He's
somewhere about to tame a mouse.
And he's like playing, he's making him run along his arms and stuff, and making him push this little spool of thread.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. And then they're all laughing along with him. They have like a good time. Everyone's like having a nice time. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
And then even Percy's like, this is cool. I like this. But. And he says, like, oh, you can get him a cigar box or whatever to sleep in, because he's like, you can see that he's maybe trying to be good now that he knows.
No, yeah, it's because the main guy says to him that you have to, he talks about you have to, like, still be nice to him, treat him like a human being, and then I think Percy realises that if he acts nice, then he'll be put up on the front.
Yeah. He's trying to suck up to the boss to try and get out front so he can get what he wants.
Yeah.
And then, Paul finds out that there's a new inmate coming in tomorrow.
Wild Bill Wharton. They say his name is Wild Bill Wharton, and he did
tattoo Bill the Kid on him.
And he's killed 3 people.
Yeah, no robbery.
And his boss also says to him that the X-ray came back for his wife, and there's a tumor that can't be taken out.
That's bad.
No.
Is it? Basically, it's so deep as well that it can't be taken out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a killer.
To, like, speak to his wife about it, even though it's her.
Yeah, but she won't understand, really, though, because she's, like, lost, she's losing her mind.
Yeah.
We see, it happens a few times where, like, Paul goes for a pee again, and, like, it's a big issue.
Yeah, is it?
He can't.
Yeah.
There's one who's at night.
He's like, I'm peeing razor blades.
He's at night, and then he wakes up, and he's like, oh, he tries to run to the toilet.
Doesn't make it out, though.
Doesn't make it, he falls in the grass and just starts peeing.
Yeah,
and then that's why he's like, because the whole time everyone was asking to go to the doctor, he's like, no, I'll go away. But then in that morning after that, he's like to his wife, like, I'm going to see a doctor today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to. He's like, you can see that he's in so much pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then the two of the guards go to the mental hospital to meet Wild Bill. And he looks like really disconnected and just like, what do they say? Like he's drugged up.
He's
drugged up, yeah. He's like, they think they pumped him full of loads of tranquilizers so he'll be easy to move.
Yeah. So he's like not speaking to them, not looking at them, just can't really do anything.
Like drooling and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and they have to address him for him and everything like that.
Yeah. But by the time he gets to the mile, he walks in the door of the mile, and they're all like, kind of, they have their guard down at this point, and he like headbutts one behind him and then grabs one by the neck in front of him. And it's like, he was lying then. He was pretending to be like that, but he's actually just fine. And he starts like strangling the guy, and they're all jumping on him, trying to get him off. Because obviously this guy's like, he's killed three people at this point.
Yeah.
So like, obviously he's a murderer and he would kill them. Like, he's got nothing to lose at this point. He's going to die. So why would he not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would make it so much more dangerous working in this kind of conditions, because like, they know they're dead, so why would they ever hold anything back?
They'll do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Just as Wild Bill's walking in, John says to Paul, careful. And you're like, how would he know that there's anything?
Careful.
But Percy scared.
He's like, I need to speak to you about something, boss man.
But wait, during this fight though, everyone else is like panicking to stop him, Billy the Kid. And then Percy is just frozen. He doesn't try anything. Yeah. He just stands there.
Yeah. Well, okay, because he's standing there back. He's like, do it! Hit him over the head or whatever. Hit him, boy! And he's like, standing there and he's shook. He can't do it. So then someone else takes it and whacks him. Brutus comes in and whacks him.
It shows that, like, even though he acts so annoying and he acts like he's so good, he loves his job and he loves everything, he's actually just scared.
Yeah, he's acting up almost. I feel like him and the Wild Bill are very similar in the sense that like they do these little childish kind of things.
Act bigger than what they are.
Yeah, and they're actually just like very, once the consequences of their actions come out, they're like, maybe not.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's cool. I like how they have a talk about how like he prefers to be called Bill the Kid, but they call him Wild Bill because Wild Bill was like,
Not as iconic.
Not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. Kind of, he was like some guy who got shot in the back for no reason or something.
Really?
So they're making fun of him. And they'll call him Wild Bill.
Yeah.
I like it though.
As all the guards leave, Paul like collapses to the floor, and that's when John is like, come to my cell. I really need to talk to you.
Come here, boss. We need to talk to you, boss.
And John grabs him.
So he walks over here. He drags himself over to him.
Yeah.
Because he collapses at that point. He's like, he's in pain. Because obviously he kicked him in his genitals, and his genitals are obviously like so sore.
Yeah.
And then Paul's like, no, John grabs him and he's like, I want to help you. And then that's when all the light in the room.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to like kill him.
Yeah. Literally.
Then all the lights start lighting up. And just got a big beam of light.
And when he lets go of Paul, all the like black stuff comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, at this point I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, same.
I was like, the absolute turn. I was like, oh my god. Am I missing something here? Because it seems like it just got a totally different film at this point.
Literally.
Oh my god. I think like the supernatural stuff is interesting, but my favorite bit of it is definitely like the stuff that's grounded in reality with like the different personal relationships with people.
Yeah. But yeah, after that, Paul's urine infection is gone.
He goes for a pee. We see him go for a pee. And he's like, goes for a good old pee, because the bladder must have been so full, because it's like you only be able to pee like 5 mils at a time.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
So then he takes the next morning off work to go to someone's house.
He goes home and like he goes and sees his wife, is intimate with his wife all night.
Yeah,
they haven't had a chance to because he's been like ill
for so long.
And he just tells her that it's because he went to the doctor. But then he's like, okay, no, is that
in
what he
morning.
Tells her the truth?
In the morning.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't go to the doctor.
Yeah. So then
he explains it, but it sounds like, because obviously you'd be reluctant to tell anyone because it sounds like it's
fake,
made up.
Yeah. So he goes to the Bert, the man called Bert, who John was one of his clients.
He's a psychologist, I think he was.
Yeah.
No, no, he's a defense lawyer.
Defense lawyer.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. And he's like talking about how, like, that was a bit I talked about earlier, but like, do people have a trail of bad deeds before they kill someone, or are they just like, in your experience, is it just like a one-time thing? Mm-hmm. And then he asks him that, but then the guy who he's talking to, Bert, realizes that he's actually talking about if coffee had actually did it in the first place or not, because he doesn't buy it.
Yeah.
He's such a gentle kind of soul.
He thinks
coffee might be
innocent.
And he makes the metaphor like, I got this dog and it was princess, part of the family, whatever, and it's like, one day, it just snapped.
It's just the dogs and N-words.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, it makes the comparison to black people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Yeah. So I shot it. I shot the dog from that one wee thing.
No, well, he clawed his son's eye out.
Yeah, but still, the dog might have just made a mistake.
I don't really mind if he killed the dog for that. It's like an eye for an eye, literally. But
yeah, but it's just not the same as a black person.
Yeah, he thinks John's guilty, basically, and Paul does not.
Yeah, he thinks because he thinks that black people are animals that he must have just done it.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
It's not. Every prisoner we see in the prison that's not on death row are black, all of them.
No, yeah.
Wait, oh, really?
Yeah.
My gosh, I never even thought about that.
It's like a big thing in America, obviously. It was a big thing here as well, but in light of the Black Lives Matter kind of thing and that, but like, after, like, this is only 70 years after slavery ended in America.
Yeah, 1930s. Yeah.
1930s. It ended with the Civil War in 1860s. So, like, and then after that, there was like, massive arresting of like black people all the time because you can't legally kill them or lynch them or whatever or have them as property, so now you find another way to control them.
Jails.
Which is still like so something to this day, obviously.
Yeah.
Bummer. Right, back to this cool film.
So then Paul takes John some cold bread to say thank you.
It's cornbread. Cornbread.
No way, I thought it was cold.
That's cornbread.
Oh, the whole time I thought cornbread. It was cold.
Can I have some of that cornbread?
Because I thought it was toast that was cold.
No, it's like a little bit of a... Because it's like a little dumpling kind of thing. Cornbread.
Right. So I've got that
one
wrong.
And he says like, can I give that to you? Can I have some of your cornbread? Over there, Dale says that with the mouse. He's like, can I have some of your cornbread? And John's like, go give some of that to him.
Yeah.
And then Wild Bill's like, can I have some too? Can I have some of that? He's like, the guy, Paul's like, it's yours to give if you want to. And he says, I'll just keep the rest.
But then Wild Bill spits on Paul.
Yeah, spits on him.
Then put him in
absolute maniac, that boy.
He's like, I'll give you that one.
Absolute maniac, that boy.
Gets locked away.
No, not yet. Paul's just like, I'll give you that one.
Oh, right, yeah.
You get one for free. They so I'm going to have to pay full price for the next ones then.
Yeah, they clear it out, but they don't actually put them in it yet. And then he pees on the other guard's foot.
Yeah. He pees on his...
Yeah.
The other guard's doing patrol denial and he just starts peeing on his foot. Yeah. So then that's where they decide, we haven't used the constraint room in a while, so they clear it out. Put him in a straight jacket and chuck him in it.
He tried to fight it, let them off, and they get the massive hose and start firing it in there.
Spray him down.
That's when they spray him off, and he's like, come on then, Wild Bill. He's like, don't call me Wild Bill!
Yeah.
Wild Bill.
And then,
what's up? Blah, 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 blah. I keep shouting. Not a good move from hungover.
Once he realizes he's going there, though, he starts freaking out.
Yeah, they get him out.
Which kind of like shows that maybe it's just an act. Again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a wee boy actually when he gets, and he's like, put in there, like, please don't do this to me. I'm sorry. Please don't do this to me. And they do it to him.
Yeah, but then he gets out the next day and he makes up.
And then. Okay. I'll start at 30 again. Yeah, so then he British is coming past. It is British. Brutal. We call him, sorry, not British. Brutal. Yeah. I passed. And he's looking at him, and he punches his cheeks while Bill punches his own cheeks, and all the Moonpie shoots out onto his face. Yeah. It's absolutely gross.
They're like, right, back in the room.
Secure back in the room. He's like, no, no!
I'm sorry, I'm no.
I've done wrong, I'm sorry, I've done wrong. It's so strange. Yeah. He's a bad boy. But like, obviously, like, he's just kind of mischievous, but then we find out what he did later on, we're like, no, he's an evil person.
Yeah. Well, they said he was messed up as a child. But like, still.
Does that excuse multiple murders though?
No. Definitely not.
No, it does not. Does not. What happens after that, actually?
So then the guy with the mouse is called Del is called out as people
want to come watch him do.
I want him to see tricks, the tricks.
People come to watch the show.
Yep.
Which we're like, oh cool. But then like we see a little scene of like people pretending to be officials from a big place. So like he kind of put it together that this is them just trying to get him out of the way so they can rehearse his death.
Yeah. And then Percy scares. Who does he scare? Does he scare the guy with the mouse?
No, it's. Is it? Yeah, yeah.
Because then Wild Bill grabs him, and then the Percy pees himself.
Yeah. Silly boy. He's again showing that he's like. Acts the big man, but as soon as push comes to shove, he's like a little boy.
Yeah.
Beat himself. It's like, Mr. If you tell it, if this leaves, you tell anyone, they'll get all fired.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how Del's talking about with the guards about what's going to happen to the mouse.
Yeah.
When he goes, because obviously he knows he's going to die. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, oh, we'll go to this, Mouseville. And they talk about, oh yeah, it's right down the road from the Dog University. You get the impression that he's an idiot as well. Del then isn't it? An idiot.
Yeah.
But, not yet, it's like a...
So they're lying to him, but like they will try to make a. Yeah, it is nice. Nice of them to do because they could just be like, nah.
Yeah.
And when Del comes back, he's like, "Oh, was that a good performance?" He's like, thinking he's like, Percy was like, "Oh, was that a good performance? I feel it was really nice. Sure, it really sparked up the room or something." He says something of that effect because he's trying to get in his head. Yeah.
And then they're like, he's sitting with the mouse, and then the little like. Cork thing, not cork, whatever it is that he rolls out for the mouse to go and catch. It rolls out of the cell. So the mouse goes, da 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 da, way to go and get it. And Percy goes, stomp. And he kills it. Well, like, it doesn't actually kill it.
Well, it does kill it.
It's dying.
And then, it's like, it's dead pretty much. And he's like, I told you I was going to kill it eventually.
So it's like crying. He's like, why would you do that? And then Percy goes away kind of like laughing about it, and then John, Big John Coffey's like, bring it here.
Yeah.
Bring it here. There's still time.
Then the light flashes again, and the mouse is alive.
He saved it. He brought it back.
And they watch it. They all watch it. So this is the second like miracle.
Yeah.
You see it. But all the guards have seen it this time. It's not like it's a secret.
But they don't talk about it, really. They just go through to Percy and are like, the mouse is fine. So
they're messing with them. They're like, that mouse, your mouse killing skills are about as effective as the rest of your abilities. Something like that.
One.
And then...
Absolutely rough.
But then, because he's like cleaning the electric chair, and then they both, Brutal and Main Guy, pin him down, pin him down onto the chair, and I'm like, after this execution tomorrow, I want you to hand in your thing the next day, And it's like, you may know people, but we know people too.
Yeah, you're getting that.
I know people. He's like, you try that, anything like that again. And like, he's saying like, I'll kill you myself or something, he says, they're not.
Yeah.
Maybe not this point, maybe later on.
No, he's like, I'll beat you to your last breath.
Maybe an inch of life. I'll beat you in an inch of your life. Name, like, yeah, so he's they're being like, they're just being like, do not do anything like that again. Because he just did it just to hurt Dell.
Them as well. It's like, we'll also come out about how you peed yourself and how, and then we can get you fired because you're not inadequate because you never, when the guy was getting strangled, you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
There's so much evidence that, and everyone saw that happen. Yeah. So it was like, it's almost criminal, the thing you did. Yeah. Criminal negligence because you're not actually helping your what you're doing, you're employed to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's got all the. It's the next day, and it's. He has to go to the. Is the execution, Dell's execution.
Yeah.
And he gives Mr. Jingles, the obviously a rabbit, not a rabbit.
Mouse.
The mouse to the head guard, Paul. I put him on his shoulder and he's like, you can take him. He's like, I can't take him out there. You know, undo this with a mouse on my shoulder.
No.
John Coffey said, I'll take it for a while.
John Coffey. John Coffey says, my name's John Coffey. Like the drink, but spelled different. That's all.
That's what he says every single time.
He says that.
But then he's like I'll drink. Look after it.
Yeah.
I'll look after the boy.
And when Del walks into his execution, it's Percy that's the one that's going to be strapping him in the chair and everything.
He hates Percy.
And you're like, oh, you're joking, man. Why would they accept that?
Yeah.
So Percy straps him in and he goes to wet the sponge, but he doesn't actually put the sponge in the water.
Yeah,
you're like, oh.
None of them really look off, so he just pretends to do it.
Yeah.
When they were doing it in the last execution, I was like, it's definitely going to happen. Because it made such a big point about how the sponge needs to be wet.
Yeah.
So then he doesn't wet the sponge. Because he's like, at this point, he's been a bit bad at his job, but at this point, he's actually just being horrible.
It's
like a crime there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Paul's just looking about, and they're just about to turn on the final, like, call to. And Paul's looking at the water and he's like, hold up.
Put it together. But he doesn't actually, he doesn't say anything though, he just lets it happen.
Yeah. And then the whole body, they turn it on and his whole body's like smoking.
Catches fire.
I was watching those and I was like, oh my god.
Everyone's like starting to panic and then they all like start really panicking. It goes on for like ages and all, try to get out of the room.
Well, I thought he's like screaming.
Yeah. Yeah. And this intercuts with John in his cell, like, with the mouse in his hand.
He's
and
freaking
he's like,
out. You can, like, feel it as well.
He's kind of, like, doing the same movements as
Dell's doing,
yeah.
He's got, like, a telepathic kind of
connection. I don't understand this point. Is why isn't, like, Paul or something, just take out their gun and shoot him? Just whilst he's... Because he's just letting it happen.
It's in front of, like, 50 people or something. It'd be a bit
It's better than letting him scream. He's, like, begging to die.
Yeah, he's like, turn it off. He's like, I can't turn it off. Now he's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Then he actually goes up in flames.
Yeah. And even then, he's still alive. And by the time you actually see, when you see the body, you're like, how was he alive?
You see his face will burn off and that. You could just show him.
Yeah, he's actually just like, he's like, it looks like a hot dog or something. This looks horrible.
A hot dog? What?
Making me hungry. Nom nom, it smells like bacon.
No, that's what everyone's saying. They're all saying it smells.
Yeah, that is it. The boss is like, what the hell is that? That smell won't leave that room for 5 years.
Yeah.
And Patrick's like, I just forgot. I didn't know that the thing was meant to be wet. That punk, absolute punk.
And then Brill punches him.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually hooks him, and Paul's like, "Hey, don't
do
that."
Anyway.
Hey, he's done. He's done it. He's done.
But
during all this, the mouse runs away.
Yeah, the mouse. No, wait. The mouse gets out of John's hands, and there's like a light flashes.
It's the lightning from the electric chair, like flashes from John's hand and goes and hits the
into the mouse. Yeah.
And the mouse runs away.
The mouse just disappears.
Ooh, it was so weird how the whole time that was happening, Wild Bill was just in his cell screaming about him frying.
Yeah, he had some quick creative songs, to be fair, but putting all these like, good little rhymes about stuff. I can't remember specifically what they were, but like it's just...
Neither.
I don't know. Absolutely crazy. It takes so long. This scene lasts like 5 minutes where he's like screaming and whatever.
Yeah, very long. And then
I like it as well, because they make him put him out. They make him get the fire extinguisher and put him out. You clean up your mess. You clean up your own mess.
But then it cuts to Paul at night. He's lying there in bed. And his wife's like, "And we're smothered if you don't tell me what you're thinking about middle of the night." He's like,
They go to his boss's house.
Yeah, they go
first.
See him. Go to the boss's house first, and the wife is like, the tumors kicked
semi-normal. She caught her on a good day. Normally, she's like shouting and swearing and whatever, which is not like her.
Yeah, but as she was there, didn't even seem like a good day. Like, she just seemed disconnected.
Yeah, like empty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if these are the good days, then I don't want to see the bad days.
Yeah.
I wonder if we will later on, who knows.
Oh.
But then, yeah, like, it's sad. Yeah. Obviously, they're really close friends.
Yeah, I didn't realise that they were. Until
that. Good buddies.
And then that's the next game day. Paul has the guards over to their house for lunch.
Yeah.
And they're talking about John's powers and how that could help their boss's wife.
Like, well, we can never tell him, and he'll believe us. So we got to get John to her.
Yeah.
That's why they talk about it a lot about, like, they're all religious, and he talks to his says, like, I don't see. They're like, I don't see why God would put the miracle on that man if he was a devil, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, then you kind of justify it that way. Like, he can't be, think about it in that way, he can't be guilty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I was like, is this guy John Coffey meant to be like an angel or something? Or Jesus Christ?
I thought it might have been an angel, but we can talk about the meaning of things at the end, but yeah.
Jesus
Christ. So they're starting to plan like how they're going to do it. And then, so it cuts to them the next day, all at work. And they're making, they're crushing up tablets. Paul's like, "Jink, this is enough." And you don't know what tablet it is, but it's some sort of sleeping tablet, I'm going to guess, to knock someone out. He's like, it's more than enough. So then they're all making, drinking, what is it? Something.
Scotch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Paul
and
comes
then
through
Well
with
Bill.
All the Scotch for all the team. Yeah, and Well Bill's like, "Can I have some?" And he's like, "I don't know.
I don't think so."
It says on his fire that he's been good today.
Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence.
So then they go, and then Paul pours the crushed up drugs into the drink for Well Bill. And then they bring it through to him, and he drinks it, and then
he just downs it. He's like, "I'm not messing about at all."
Yeah.
It's because he has to give him the cup back, though. Probably told him you've given some straight away, and then
you can't give them little things like that.
So then, eventually, he just passes out on the chair, and once he passes out on his bed, I mean, they go through to Percy.
The plan goes into effect.
He's like, "Right, this is it. Yeah. If you're not back out now." No one does. So they go to Percy, and they grab him. Is like, "Put on this jacket, straight jacket." And he's like, "No, no way." So then Brutal just grabs his ears and starts like twisting his ears. So then he freaks out, goes into the jacket, and then they throw him in the same, this is payback for what you did, and they throw him into the room. What's the room called?
The soundproof, the secure room.
Secure room, yeah. Yeah, so he's in a straight jacket in the secure room, and he's reading, like, he's looking at porn or something.
Yeah, and he's got his mouth all covered up, so he can't even make a noise.
Yeah. And then, during the time, though, then they go out to go get John Coffey, but then Wild Bill is awake.
Yeah, as they walk past Wild Bill's, what's it called, cell, they grabs John's arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, because none of them like really stop that happening, they just let it happen. And you can see that John's not happy with it. John's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because like, something's happening.
Yeah, something's happening. Like, if there's like got some kind of connection to Wild Bill,
yeah,
you can see inside.
Yeah, but then Wild Bill lets go and he passes out again. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's so when then they
leave one of the officers there with a big plan, like a script of what to say about all these various things if anyone comes to calling. Which I think, like, because they go through it, I thought someone was gonna show up, but nothing happened really.
But in reality, would anything happen? Like, why would?
It's middle of the night. I suppose not. I was thinking about that the other day because, like, they're always on the same shift together, so that means like there must be like probably like three different shifts groups of people that we never see.
Well, I think they always do the same shift. I think they always do quite a late shift.
Yeah, the evening or the night one.
They're also the executioners, and they always get executed at night, so.
Yeah. So it must be like a morning team as well that you just never see. Mm. I imagine probably only two of them or something at night.
Yeah, probably.
Just overnight.
Yeah, so when they're outside, John like seems so happy about being in nature and stuff.
Amazing. They smell the leaves.
Yeah. They're all like, why are you smelling them? And he's like, cheesing, like he's so happy.
Yeah, he's not been outside in a while.
Yeah.
And then so they get in this truck, this like, what do they call them in America? Pickup truck, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they go to the boss's house, Hal, and he's like trying to shoot them. He sees they're with John Coffin. He's like, "What are you doing here with this?" And they can hear his wife upstairs.
Get him away! She's shouting. Freaking out. It's middle of the night. Go away!
Yeah, she's like, "God damn it, go away!" Which for in America, God damn it, it's a big no.
Mm.
Oh. Do you think if we say "God damn it" on here, we'd have to mark our podcast as explicit?
Nah.
You know, I wouldn't say it like a series, like, so I would just not all something I would say.
I think it'd be like the same level as like crap.
Crud.
Or oh my god.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. Vulgar. Vulgar language, Louise. God.
Sorry.
Sake.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
He's like aiming the gun at John, and then John's like walking towards him, and he's like, "I just want to help.
Just want to help." And they go upstairs to the room, and like the wife is like, she does not look good. Like her eyes are like sunken in her head.
She looks at John, and is like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm John Galfy. Let the drink, but spelled differently." And he just goes up to her.
It's famous line.
And he just goes up to her, and like,
he's real close.
He does his famous ritual.
I thought he kissed her.
Almost did, but then he does like his ritual because he has to get into the head.
Yeah, so like she opens her mouth and some kind of like comes out of her into him.
It's the same with all the other things, and then, but before like when John Coffey saves something before like the mouse or Paul,
he starts coughing up.
Like fly things, but he didn't do it this time. He swallowed them down. And he starts coughing, and he just didn't really know why he did it.
You know, I was like, "Is it him got the cancer now, or is that what does that mean?"
I thought that.
That's what Brittle says at one point. Yeah. It's like he swallowed them because he wants to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then when he backs away, she's like good as new. Like, well, not good as new. Weird. But just like how she was before she got ill.
Yeah, it's quick.
And then
so quick,
John
though.
Turned around, but she remembers. The only thing she remembers is John.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "What's your name?" He's like, "John Coffey." And she's like, "Let the drink, but smell different." And he's like, "Yeah, real different,
yeah,
man."
Yeah.
But she does remember.
She only remembers, like, the last thing she remembers was going to hospital for her x-ray.
Which was, like, weeks ago or whatever at this point. And she's like, she said something like, "I saw you in a dream, John Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
We were lost in the dark, but we found each other."
Yeah.
It's nice.
And she gives him
She gives her necklace. Yeah.
Necklace. Something's very important to her. Sign Christopher. I'm sure that means something as well, but oh well. It's nice though. And they leave. And obviously, like, the husband and wife are now, like, giving a big hug and kiss and stuff because, like, they've not properly seen each other in so long. It's nice.
Yeah.
And all this time, John's like,
he's freaking out. He's just like, "We need to get him back." They get him back, get him in his cell, and he goes to go to sleep. And he goes to go in bed, so they go and get Percy out. But then, as Percy walks out the room, secure room, he gets grabbed by John Coffey and dragged right up to the cell.
He looks right at him.
John Coffey, they looks at him, and then breathes all the fly things. And he breathes all the wee fly things.
Sticks them up into his face.
Into his mouth. And so Percy swallows them all.
Yeah.
And he puts them down, and Percy's in like a really delusional state. And he just like starts like.
He looks like how Wild Bill did at the start.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just like starts walking. And he just turns and looks at Wild Bill. I'm all about like, what are you looking at? And he takes out his gun and just unloads the whole gun into Wild Bill.
Yeah, like empties the gun, 6 or 8 bullets, whatever it is. It's just bang, 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 bang. And we're like, what?
And then they run and pin down Percy. And then Paul's like to John, he's like, why?
It's pretty.
Sorry, what were you
going to say? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
He's like, why'd you do it?
They were bad. They were bad men.
And then he grabbed Paul's hand.
He said, when, and showed him what he had, what Wild Bill had accidentally shown him when he touched him.
And it turns out.
About what had actually happened.
Wild Bill was actually the one who killed those two children. And John.
The ones that John Coffey were.
He tried to save them.
Accused of.
Yeah.
Why did nobody, like, why didn't Paul, like, tell
there'd be no evidence, right?
That's what they discussed that, though. They said, like, they discussed that if there's no way we can do anything about it, there's no point in.
Oh, yeah, because he was like a.
He wants to die as well.
Yeah. Because he was like, I don't want to live my whole life, like, just seeing all this nasty stuff.
Like this.
Yeah.
He like, feels all the hate everyone has for each other and stuff. He doesn't like it. It's a shame. Yeah. The guard's like, don't do it. Don't do it, Paul. And he takes his hand. And we see the memory. It's like, so he worked as like a farmhand on the farm of the girls. He got.
So then we found out that it was actually Wild Bill that killed the two girls. And then it cuts in the morning, then all the police are there and they're arresting Percy. And it's ironic, because they take Percy to the mental asylum that he was about to get transferred to.
Yeah.
Exactly. He ends up there as a patient. Silly boy.
So then now, just the only person left on the Green Mile is John Coffey. And then...
Yeah, John Coffey.
It's, they come, sit with John Coffey, they come to his cell and they're like, all right, John.
What do you want? What do you want for your last meal?
And that includes some of the, was it coal bread?
Cornbread.
Oh,
it's made with corn. Cornbread. They just say corn. They just say corn bread.
And then he's like, John, I have to ask you something. And John's like, I know you're gonna ask. Don't ask it. So I have to ask it. He's like, John, what should I do?
Want to be let free.
He's like, well, that's a silly thing. He's like,
that's the silliest thing I ever heard.
He's like, I feel like I will go to hell for killing a miracle of God.
Yeah, if I go to heaven and have to answer to God why I chose to kill a miracle.
Yeah.
He says,
but
like,
John explains that he wants to die because he's lived like his whole life, he's always been alone. And he's always had to feel, he feels all the pain in the world. So there's so much pain.
He's done with it.
And people use, people can use other people's love for each other against them and use it to cause pain. That's what Will Bill did to the two girls. He was like, if you speak, I'll kill her, and if you speak, I'll kill her.
Yeah.
So they kept quiet because they loved each other. And obviously they end up dying anyway.
And that's what he's like, he's just tired of it. He wants it to end now.
And they say, like, anything you want to do before you go? He's like, I always wanted to see a Flickr show. Yeah.
So then they go and watch the show that came on in
the start,
home. And, only heaven. Paul was an old man.
I'm in heaven.
He seems so happy watching them.
Yeah.
He's like, they're like angels.
And then, cuts the next day. They go up to John's cell, and he goes, John, it's time. Paul's like to John, I'll take this for now. I'll give it back.
The pendant that the women had gave him earlier.
Takes it off him. John explained that he had a dream that he was at, there were a mouthful watching Mr. Dringles. And
the two girls were there as well.
That died were there, and they were just having a really good time.
They're all laughing, having fun.
And go into the execution room, and then we see the two people,
mom and dad,
the man and the mom and dad, the two girls sitting there. And they're like, Kill him twice.
Call him once would be a horrible term. And now,
He said, like, every person in this room hates me and I can feel it.
Like, but then Brutal's like, just we'll focus on us then, think about how we feel about you, because we definitely don't.
I don't hate you. And then the other guard's crying.
Yeah, he's put it on.
He's like, wipe your tears away.
Yeah, she got
can't let them see you cry.
And then they're about to put the mask on. The mask over John's head, and John's like, don't do it. I don't like the dark.
No dying darkness.
And then John's like singing about being in heaven as the head thing's getting strapped onto his head.
And he's like,
head.
Have you got any last words? What was his last words again?
I'm sorry, I am what I am. Yeah. Something like that.
And
I'm sorry that I am.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah.
And all the guards are crying basically.
And Paul's there, but he just doesn't make the call. He just stands there, for he just staring at him.
Takes John's hand.
You have to say make the call.
And then he goes up and shakes John's hand. Yeah. And then he says it and kills him.
And all the lights in the room explode.
Yeah.
Hella sad.
It's really sad.
Then after that, he goes and puts the necklace back on John's body.
And then he says and then it cuts to him being old again. And he was like, after that, me and Bro, we got transferred to the youth board, disciplinary board.
And that's so the last execution he ever did.
He just couldn't do it.
That's like, yeah. And he's talking to the lady, and she's like, well, that was quite a story. And he's like, talking like, she doesn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why'd you not believe
it? She's like, one thing.
Yeah, that was, sorry, yeah. Jane, carry on.
She's like, one thing, you mentioned that you had a son, but like, the timeline didn't add up.
It was 1935 that you were talking about.
And he was 40, he was meant to be 44 in 1935. She's like, well, like, you're obviously not whatever age.
And he was like, come with me.
I'll take you. I'll show you.
And then do I go for a walk? And then you walk up to the shed. And you go in. And then he's like, look at this box. And he looks at the car box. And then Mr. Jingles comes out of it.
So that mouse must be like.
Looks all old, yeah. He's all scruffy.
No scruffy boy.
But.
He's all grey.
Paul.
So this mouse is like 80 years old. Or whatever.
Oh my God.
Paul drops the little spinning top thing, a cork,
pushes and then along,
Mr.
Like
Jingles, he's all old now, but he still does as it like the story.
He's thinking, so it's the same one. It's cute.
And he explains that, like.
So then he says that he must have had the gift of longevity.
Once John touches you.
Yeah, made like. Well, he's not immortal. He says, I don't think I'm immortal.
Give him more life.
But
and a he long says,
life.
He's 108.
Yeah, he explains it like
108 years old.
He feels like this is his punishment for killing a miracle of God, that he has to live and watch everyone else he loves die around him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we see him go to the woman who he's talking to his funeral. Just to show that.
Yeah. And then it cuts to him when he's young Paul finding the mouse after John died.
He's just walking around the mile, empty mile, and he just sees Mr. Jingles.
And he's like, I wonder if I'll ever die.
He says, the line it ends on is, we each owe a death. There are no exceptions, but oh God, sometimes the Green Mile seems so long.
So long.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Mr. Jingles. Yeah, that's the film. That was it.
Wow.
Good film, Mike. You know a film's good when you get like goosebumps just talking about it.
Yeah, I actually was so sad watching John die.
I was like, see, after, like, when Del's death was, like, actually scary.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what is this? What's happening?
What is this then?
And then when Percy shot Wild Bill, I was like, what is happening? It's like, bang, 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 bang. Came us out almost nowhere.
It was just a really amazing film. I mean, imagine most people here have seen it, listening on the podcast. I never really heard a bad review about it.
No. I'm definitely not going to give one. It was really good. There was nothing like, apart from what I said about the dialogue being maybe a little bit clunky, it's not like, it's what you really want it to be.
Stephen King's I like Stephen King's big stories, like the most famous ones are all good, really. Obviously he's had some bad stories, but these bad ones never really get famous.
He's got some like 500 novels or something he's written, some ridiculous.
But all the ones everyone knows, they're all really good. And they're really had a bad review about them. I think it deals with like really good themes, and it uses a supernatural element, Malcolm. It's like, you can use it in a really cool way of like, don't judge a book by its cover, but he's used it in the most extreme way. Because he looks like such a, obviously, big, mean guy. But then he's actually like an angel. He is literally an angel.
Yeah. I like as well, we don't need to see him try to save the girls at the start, because like, we know how it turned out, and we know from him what would have happened.
You just know.
We don't need to see it.
It's just sad. Great. He's just such a great person, and a confused great person in a wrong area and time.
Yeah.
Wow. If it was going to be a sequel, like, imagine if this guy, because he's like, the mouse lives 60 years and it's a mouse. So it had its lifespan expanded about 20 times. How long is he going to live for? Imagine if he, like, a sequel. He's like,
John Coffey must have been
an angel or something.
He must just been immoral. Unless he actually dies.
Yeah, so we talked about how like a guy like that would have a record of everywhere he went because he's so big, but there's no record of him
until he just dropped down.
That's what the guy said from the court.
No record of him. And John was like, he was tired of having no friends, of just walking the roads alone.
Yeah, so he's like an angel.
Yeah,
and they just happened to get caught once. It was really good though. I'm really happy we saw it. This is the best film that I've seen that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah,
on this.
Yeah. It was really, really good. I think if you don't like it, then you don't know how to watch films, right? So
yeah, sorry.
Just the facts.
Yep, hate to break it.
Hate to break it to you. Right, okay. We're doing our ratings?
Yes.
You go first, Louise.
Okay, I'll give it a... I'll give it a 8.9.
8.9, goodness gracious. What about you, Craig?
Look at 9.7.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
9.7, oh my guy.
I'd say this is the best one I've seen on this podcast. For me, anyway.
What is according to your rating? Yes, it is. This one is a 9 for me. Really good. Really enjoyed it.
And long films, I struggle, but this was a really good film.
Yeah, that's the thing. Same.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, I was really, because I watched it in two parts, but I was excited to watch the second part. Like, I wasn't dreading it in the slightest.
Yeah, it's cool because there's so many stories happen throughout, and it's like, is this the end? Yeah, it's like,
you could end it in so many different bits. But they just found other things, and it was captivating. Like, it wasn't just felt like filler; it was good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They all led on to each other, definitely.
And it's just another Tom Hanks. The more you watch the films with Tom Hanks, the classics, you just realize how good an actor is.
He picks them well.
Yeah.
Right, and that's gonna do it for our review of The Green Mile. Thanks, Craig, for suggesting it.
Yeah, thanks, Krog.
And we'll do a little bit of. Question, or we're in the polls actually after the break. Bye.
Bye. Right.
So guys, I have a nightmare. The film I wanted to do. No, I didn't actually have a real nightmare. The film I wanted to do is not on Netflix and it's on Prime, but you need to pay.
Just pick another one.
No, just a different one.
So yeah, I'm gonna.
Are you saying it was a horror?
Yeah. No. Well, I'll tell you what it was.
If you want.
I really wanted to do Us.
I'm not seeing it.
Us.
It's such a good film.
What else go on?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, I've got another one, but we've all seen it.
Oh, wait. Number one on Netflix just now. Could be a good one to do.
What is it? I don't know.
Hot Fuzz.
I've got that on my list, but I thought one of yous would want to pick that.
I don't know. I don't mind like discussing it as well. Like I don't mind having. It doesn't need to be a surprise. A surprise Yeah, is watching it.
Well, do you want me to tell you what I'm thinking of doing?
Go on then.
Orphan.
Orphan. I watched Orphan like 2 weeks ago.
John, why?
I don't know.
It's been on my list, Sean.
Welcome to the panic room.
I don't know why, but Dodgeball's on my list. Why? When the hell did I put that on my list?
We ain't done a comedy yet, baby.
Why not?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I said...
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz. Jurassic Park's on Netflix now as well.
The originals.
The first one. The best one.
Wait, I'm just gonna quickly draw.
2 hours and six. We'll don't do any ones longer than 2 hours and 10 minutes. We'll see. 2 hours and 15.
Okay. You know what is also on Prime?
What?
The Back to the Futures.
For free?
Yeah.
I watched them, Isha.
Oh, damn.
You watched them?
No, ages ago we watched the first one. Like a year ago.
Because I think we could do them.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Welcome to the panic room. Wait, so is it Jurassic World?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, because there's one that's 2018, one that's 2015, one that's 2001, 2001.
No, you want the one 1993?
Not.
That's the good one.
That's it's not called Jurassic on Park. Here.
On Netflix, yes, it is. I'm looking at it.
It's in 1991.
1993 or something, I think.
So you're not looking at it then.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're lying to me.
You're at 93. It is right. It's right. It's on the front page of Netflix.
Oh yeah, here it is. 2 hours and six.
Absolutely.
What, do you think that's the best one?
Definitely.
Hmm. Well, maybe I'll do that.
You don't have to. It's up to you. We'll just leave us a little surprise and just, you know, take a little 5 minute break or.
I don't mind. I'm good to go when you're.
Okay.
No.
Sean.
But we'll try and finish this in the next.
What were you drinking, Sean, what to be that ill?
Various things, right? Let's just do it. I obviously don't want to talk about it, Craig.
Because I feel we'll be sick.
Right. We'll start at 16 minutes then. You just start doing the polls, Louise, of us, right?
Yep. Okay, so I did some more polls. Well, we did some more polls on Instagram, all of us.
Team effort.
And, yep, so we got some nice little debatable answers. So, well, this one's from a few episodes ago. Love, Pirates of the Caribbean? Yo-ho, know me hearty. 83% said yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Some people don't.
Some people don't love, but like I get, there's some bad films in the franchise, so I get it if people come maybe. But yeah. those three that you've done are the three that you want.
Yeah, love is a strong word.
Love it.
Ever watched The Green Mile? Mostly, no.
Really?
67% of our people hadn't watched it that voted.
Very surprising, isn't it, Craig?
Very surprising indeed.
So, long films, short films. 3, 2, 1. What
short
would you
films.
Say?
I quite like long films sometimes.
It depends
Sean.
How good the film is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this film was long, and I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this one was good. Well, 55% said long films, 45% said short.
Like you have to make it a really good film for it to be long, because if you make it long, it's not great. If it's short, you can just sit.
Well, I think you have to make it. Well, I think it has to be good as well to be short though, because like you feel like you wasted your time.
I know.
Yeah. Would you rather watch a movie alone or with people?
Alone.
Oh, it depends.
I want alone.
I would say alone, but
Either with people who care about the film.
Yeah.
I watch it with people who care about it.
Or haven't seen it maybe sometimes as well.
67% said with people, 33% said alone. And that's the polls for
this
week.
Well done, guys, with the polls.
Very cool, dude. Yes, you've done it again, Louise.
Well done, Luigi, doing amazing with the balls. Keep it up, the great work.
Oh yeah.
Like, what was it? What do you think? A quick question. What do you think your favorite Tom Hanks film is?
The Polar Express.
That's a terrifying one.
The
Polar Express. Well, actually, it might be this.
This is the same part, right? I'd say.
Castaway is really good.
Not seen Castaway.
The Terminal is quite good.
Not seen it either. I know what it's about, though.
Loads of it good. I'll say Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. I've not seen that a long time, but
I've not seen that in so long.
It's really
long.
Good. Really good. It's obviously very well regarded. Right. A quick little question segment there, but I like a quick one.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a quick
question. Especially when I'm super hungover.
Question time.
Yeah.
Right.
Did that, Craig.
Yeah, no, I was just doing landing song for it.
Yeah, what about that ending song that we always do every single episode?
Yeah, song always ends at end. I just did it since I said it.
Yeah. Question time.
Yeah, right. Catch up.
Sean, go.
Oh my gosh.
This week I went home. That was quite nice. Oh, saw some people. You, to be precise.
Oh, it was.
Oh, really?
We just went to a restaurant. That was quite nice. Weird. First time in a long time.
That was actually strange. First time we were with the whole family as well.
But then, we also went to Joe's garden. Poppy's mum's parents. Poppy's parents were. And we
I
were sitting with them. Having a chill. Craig was like, he was going in the garden. Craig was loving it. He was like, I've never seen a garden like this before.
Credit. The garden is really, really nice.
Inspiring.
If I have a garden one day, I want to work on it now.
Aye. What about you guys? Well, I went out last night as well, but I don't want to talk about that.
Let's not talk about that.
Louise, go.
So on Thursday, I just went to my friend Chloe's for some drinks. It was pretty nice. And then I just been chilling, you know. What have I been doing?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I went camping. I went glamping. No, we were in a tent, but we had, like, beds. So technically, like...
So glamping.
How was that, actually? Yeah, the hot tub as well.
Yeah, we went in the hot tub. That was so nice. Yeah, Megan has 8 dogs, so that was so much fun.
Just 8 dogs?
Playing with them the whole time. Yeah.
How do you even fit that many dogs?
Some of them live outside.
Do you play huge games of fetch?
What?
Yeah, because it's like fetch battle royale.
That would have been so fun. And like
imagine you throw out 7 balls, and then only one who doesn't get it, it has to sit out, and you throw out 6 balls, and one doesn't get it, has to sit out.
Sit out now. No,
sit out now, and you go down to one and find out who's the fastest dog.
Okay, good thinking, yeah.
Very
and then
cool.
Yesterday I went to Livingston Dinner Outlet, which was a weird one because I've not been in like a shopping centre and it was pretty busy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's really all I've been up to.
Right, guys, so for me, what have we been doing? We have been doing Sean and Poppy came on Sunday and Monday. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, was it Monday and Tuesday? Monday and Tuesday. Then I went to Dundee, went for a meal, and then I came back this morning, slept, and now I'm here, guys.
Whoa.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's so exciting.
But this has been quite a short episode this week, but I'm quite excited to find out what we're doing next week. Louise.
I went to York on the weekend as well. Just missed that one out.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty a big
Old
one.
York
yeah,
City.
That was good fun.
I'm walking here.
A lot of cool activities. Socially distanced, though, with the masks on, hand sanitizer on. Saw the oldest ever fossilized poo, guys. Apparently it's worth more than anything else in that whole... It's in a Viking museum. It's the most expensive thing in there.
Really? What did it taste like?
Delicious. Tasted a wee bit like...
Oh my God.
You know, really like gravy over like mashed potatoes with spring onions.
Yeah, this tastes like a moon pie.
That
it was like
is
a moon pie.
Disgusting.
So yeah, after we ate that, we got kicked out. Love. I thought it was quite funny. The guy was telling me that they have a glass cabinet now, but he said he used to let people hold it, but there was a school and all the kids were holding it, and then the teacher was holding it, and teacher didn't know what it was, and he told her, so she dropped it and it snapped. Broke it off.
What?
She dropped it.
Yeah, it snapped off at the end.
Oh my god. Right.
What happened? What are we doing next week, Louise?
Right, so after much debate in my brain.
There's a big debate.
Well, it has been. Right, okay, so you know what? Fine, we will change things up. We'll not do a horror this week coming.
Cool.
Next week, we're going to do Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exciting.
And I will be able to actually finally find out if I have seen it or not, because I'm sure I have, and you both tell me I haven't.
They're going to eat her, then they're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, what's and that from again?
Trolls.
Can we watch that?
They're eating her!
And then they're going to eat me!
Oh. Yeah,
yes.
Oh my god!
Bad. We should do a couple of bad movies. It'd be quite funny, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm very excited for that. Our first comedy.
It's probably one of the best ones to start off with.
Yeah, I'm excited. Right. That'll do it for this week, guys.
Yes, I.
Yorp. That's a Hot Fuzz reference, Louise. If you get that, then you've probably seen it.
Really?
Yep. Bye.
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 Right, I need to go and lie down.
That's all good.
Sean, you're not going to stop it?